Are you listening real good? Don't stop. You're not finished yet. I'm not what I used to be. Some of them say it like this. The old gray mare ain't what she used to be. But you remember this. You will be done when God gets done with you. If you notice, it was God that came to Joshua, and it was God that said to Joshua, Joshua, you're old and stricken in years. But do you notice what God doesn't say in your text? He doesn't say, get on the shelf. But He does say this, there's a lot more to be done. Don't stop yet. There's a lot more to be done. Now, I don't know if Joshua's like some of us folks, but there are some folks, believe me, that do not like to admit that they are senior adults. But when we go to chapter 23, now I know that Joshua wasn't saying, I'm not going to admit it, because God forced him to admit it. Joshua says to Israel, I'm old and I'm stricken in age. And someone comes along with great enthusiasm and says, hey, I'm 86 and I'm proud of it. And someone else, 87, says, 86? That's not very old. Enthusiasm. And how great it is to have that kind of enthusiasm. A pastor walks into senior adult class. He throws out the old cliche question. How are we all doing today? With great enthusiasm. And the average age of that class was 75. A lady 71 begins to tell how she was. She had had a bad week, and the day wasn't going so good either. And when she got done giving out her spiel of how bad she felt, she said, I want to tell you one more thing. I feel like I'm 90. And a 93-year-old lady jumped up and said, 90? That's not old. How many of you live the WTIL? Listen every morning. I tell you, I can't wait to hear what folks got to say. And you know, Macklemore, he says what's on his mind. And I listen, and a lady called in the other day, and I know she'll still love me, but a lady called in the other day, and Macklemore said to her, how you do it? And she began to tell him, I want you to hear what Macklemore said. He said, ma'am, I want to tell you what I tell Colleen Hartley. Just tell him I'm fine. Give Colleen a hand clap. I know she'll still love me after that. But I want to ask you a question in all sincerity. What better testimony could a senior adult have at 70, 80, 90, or whatever, than to have and say with enthusiasm, 80, that's not very old. And we need folks like that. But I want to say something to you, however old that you are. It is your enthusiasm as you continue through life that will be the greatest example for those who have not yet become senior adults. They've got their eyes on you, seniors. And we pray they will never say something like this, if that's what senior adulthood is like, I don't ever want to get that old. They're watching you. And they're learning from us what life really is in our age group. And I know this. I know that there are some folks that aren't feeling well. I know that. But you know, a good word is this. You know, I haven't been feeling well lately, not feeling good right now, but I still trust in God. Amen. Things have gone bad, but God's always, for me, been on top of them. I have had problems and troubles in life, but God is there. I'd imagine that Joshua maybe began to think within himself, what will I do with my few years I've got left? Where will I fit into the plan of God? Senior adults, I want to tell you this. You may have not yet entered into the position, but there's an opening in the plan of God for every one of you. God's not done yet. Was Joshua thinking within himself, as many of us do as we get older, it's time to climb up on the proverbial shelf? It's time to climb up and lay away and let someone else do it? Notice God didn't say this to Joshua. Is it time to sort of just go out on the porch, kind of flop back in the awaiting old rocking chair and rock the rest of the years away? Some folks think like this. I'm a senior citizen. Let the young troop take over. That's not God's plan for anyone to let someone else take over. God's got something for every one of us seniors to do. Can I get an amen? And God is a God that expects us to do that. So God says this, and I paraphrase new. It's not time to climb up on the shelf, and it's not time to while away the years in the rocking chair. There's something I want you to do. Yes, you have fought a good battle. You have won victories. You have won in my name. And I know now, because I just told you, Joshua, you're old and stricken in age, but you're not done yet. Now I want you to go encourage and tell the people. They've looked up to you, and they still look up to you. They need to hear my words through you yet. Senior adult, the younger people need to see God working in your life. And if He's not good enough for senior adults, He definitely will not be good for our young people. I want you, Joshua, now, to know this. You have went as far in capturing, in my name, the promised land I sent you to, but it's not all captured yet. And I want you to divide the land to the people and tell them now, encourage them to move in and take possession of all the land that God has given them. And Joshua said something, and I want to say it to you today as the greatest encouragement from God. Joshua says, I want you to remember one thing for sure. It is God who has fought your battles, regardless of our way of thinking. You may accredit your doctor. That's fine for you to give your doctor credit, but I got something to say to you from the Word of God. It has been God that has brought you into senior adulthood. Amen. I said it before and I say it again about the doctor in Taillevel as he was working on this man and trying to get him well. If you get tired of hearing it, that's fine, but I'll probably say it as long as I live. He says to this man laying in his sick bed, and he points to me. He said, I can give you medication. I can cut on you. I can remove things from your life. And then he said something I never thought I'd hear a doctor say like he said it. He said, but this man, and he points to me, knows the only one who can heal you. Amen. You've got to answer. Senior adult, it's God who has brought you this far. It is God who has fought your battles for you. It is God that has given you a life to live for God, as He had Joshua at this time. And so, in verse 3, he said, it's God that fought the battle. And in verse 8, and he said, and so hang on to, cleave to God, And he says it in my words, whatever you senior adults do, don't you dare let go of God. That's words of encouragement to us. Don't ever let go of God. I've got something to say to us. I'll agree with you. I can't do the things I used to do. Neither can some of you. You might say you can. Don't tell me, show me. Why? Because we have gotten older. That's the plan of life. We have left that teenage group and those 20s and 30s, and we have become senior adults, and we thank God for that. But there are not as many options to senior adults as there are to young people, and the options that we have many times are few, and many of them are most unattractive to us. I notice I'm saying something a lot anymore. And I'm not as old as some of you folks. Some of you folks are 1 or 2 years older than myself. But I find myself saying a lot of time, I used to. I remember when I. You should have seen me then. You folks like that? I'm just getting too old to cut the mustard anymore. I've got something to say for me and to you standing on the Word of God. Don't stop. God isn't done with you yet. No, He's not. I noticed something, and so has you as I reminisce. Have you remembered lately that the springtime of our lives seems to have dragged out and went so slowly? How many of you parents have said, or how many of you have heard in your lifetime, won't I ever get 18? Do you ever say that, Melba? Just wait till I get 21. And it seemed like it took forever. And then all at once, we wake up and the fall and winter of our life is gone. And you know what we say then? It just seems like yesterday that I was 18. Don't we? It just seems like yesterday I turned 21. I can vaguely remember it. Joshua had that kind of a life. God had called him as a young man and led him through his life. And now God says to Joshua, Joshua, I'm not going to send you out to battle no more. You did everything I wanted you to do except in your senior year. I've still got something for you to do. I want you to be the mouthpiece and the encourager. And I want you to tell the people that as I have led them through all of their lives, I will continue to lead them. Senior adult, I don't care what it is that God asked you to do. Do it! You say, I can't. I'm getting too old. I can't. My memory's almost gone. You don't have to tell God that. He knows that. But God will never give you something to do that He will not strengthen you to do. Amen? Never will God. So never try to lay a trip on God. It's impossible. Yes? It just seems like yesterday. And I know you folks weren't there, but where I used to live at one place, back in Coon Hall or whatever it was, there was just out on the road, there was a mud hole. And that baby was full of tadpoles. I couldn't wait to get breakfast done. No, I was going to get a whip when I come back. But I couldn't wait to get barefoot, roll up my pants, jump in that mud hole, and catch those tadpoles. Just seems like yesterday. Now I don't take off my shoes. I want my feet to get dirty. Doesn't seem like that long that I used to climb a big old tree out there. Go away, I'm going to climb a big old tree and get in that there Y part of where the limb comes out and just spread my leg there and lay over it like this, 20, 30 foot in there. nor just sleep away for hours. Just seems like yesterday. Now, I'm talking about me so you'll love me. I just can't seem to shimmy up the tree anymore. But I know one thing. God will give me something on the ground. I almost make me want to shout. God will give me something to do because I'm His child, and I don't care how old that we get. God has something for us, even if it's just a word of encouragement. Do it! Do it why? Because you are the senior adult. And we need to be a testimony for those who look at us. Yeah? There are many opportunities, but so many times we minimize ourselves. We say, I can't do it. We don't hear God say, yes, you can. In fact, we have got such gall sometime, a senior adult, to look right at God and say to God, now God, I can do it. We would die if a voice would come back and say, oh, yes, you can. God tells us we can. Just like He told Joshua that He could. Maybe we feel we've lost our effectiveness. Had the people looked at Joshua and said, oh, there's the old man over there. He's not as effective as he used to be. He's not the leader that he used to be. I doubt that. They still knew who was in charge because God was speaking to Joshua and said to speak to them. Yes. And how often are we reminded that we're senior adults? I'm reminded of it constantly. I have a great nephew that when he sees me from far off or whatever, he has a word of encouragement for me. He says, hey, what are you doing, old man? Do you want me to come and smack you around? Have we lost our responsibility, young people? I owe this young boy responsibility as a senior adult. So I say to him, shut up, punk, before I come and whip up on you. It takes a lot of respect for young people and adults to speak like that to each other. I have no doubt that he has respect for me, even though I'm a senior citizen. And you know what? Seriously, there's yet a few things that I can teach that young chicken. We feel we've lost our effectiveness and we have sort of escaped from our young people and we don't owe them nothing anymore. No, no, senior adults. You owe them your life as senior adults to show them what it's like not only to live, but to live with God. Yes, sometimes we evacuate from our responsibility. You notice something here? Oh, I'm running a little later. You notice something that God didn't say? He didn't say, Joshua, go over here and sit down and just reminisce about all the victories that you've had. No, God didn't give him that. Joshua, go sit down and just grieve over all the failures you've had. No, God didn't say that either. God didn't give him that luxury. God simply said to him, you get up. You go over to the tribes, call them all together, divide the land, and you encourage them this. It makes no difference what happens or that you're old and stricken in age. I'm speaking to you and telling them, go possess the land that God already has given you. Amen. Senior adult, let's do what God wants us to do. If God spoke to you and I in an audible voice, sometimes we say, well, I don't hear God speaking to me like that. It isn't because your hearing aids turned off. It isn't because you're hard of hearing. It's because you're not listening. Amen. It's simply because you're not listening because We can hear God speak even in a still, small voice. God can get our attention. Let me close. What are our rewards for senior citizenry? Well, thank God, first of all, it's a slower pace. Not that we want it so bad, but I think it's forced upon most of us. A less strenuous schedule. Even God knew that Joshua couldn't fight the great battles anymore, but he knew that he could encourage. God will tell us what to do. Yeah. There's something that we know or should know today. As senior adults, we have already went further than we have yet to go. Did you hear me? We have already went further than we have yet to go. One of these days and before long, time will run out. But be encouraged, it hasn't ran out yet. And as long as we have life, live it for God. It's a time that we're about the kingdom's business. It is time for us to say, Lord, I now, as Joshua, I admit I am old and stricken in age, but God, what do you want me to do? Oh, I pray we're listening today. To do the kingdom's work. I close by saying to you, well, preacher, you're a long way from my age. I'm 84, I'm 85, I'm 90, whatever it is. God, touch your life and bless you, honey. God bless you. But I see this man, 80 years old, walking down a path. Don't you? 80 years old, and God says to him, hey, come over here. I've got something to tell you. And Moses grew aside. 80 years old. And God said, I want you to deliver my people out of Egypt, senior citizen. 80 years old. 85 year old. One of the only two men that left Egypt went into the promised land. And listen to what he said. He was 85 years old. And he said the land that Moses had given to him was the high country. He said, give me the high country, and I will go take it, and it shall be mine. 85. And he went and fought the battle for the territory that hadn't yet been taken. He captured it. 85. Well, don't stop. God's not done with me yet. And while you're thinking, I want you to know, when we get home a little late, that I have said exactly what I felt God, for God wanted me to say. It's not my message. It's God's message to you. And remember this, I didn't get started till 13 minutes after 11. I love you and God loves you, senior citizen. Please don't stop. God isn't done with us yet.